I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2206, Understanding the Roots of Time Clutter by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And it is a holiday today. Merry Christmas if you're celebrating. I'm jump right into today's post and start optimizing your life. Understanding the Roots of Time Clutter by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. One of my clients, Shirley, was the vice president of a regional bank. Her workdays were poetry in motion. She was focused, able to prioritize, and an excellent delegator. But it was another story when it came to her life at home. She felt like she was coming home to a second job every night, overburdened with tidying, cooking, cleaning, laundry, and other chores from the moment she walked in the door until the moment she went to sleep. Her role as family caretaker kept her from enjoying any quality time with her husband or her children. Their family intimacy was suffering, and Shirley knew it. She was desperate to unburden her schedule to make space for connection, but couldn't see how. I recently wrote about time clutter. You can recognize time clutter as activities that every time you see them coming up on your calendar or jot them down on your to-do list, you wince, cringe, or let out a heavy sigh. Think unfinished projects and to-dos, unfulfilled obligations, burdensome commitments, and cumbersome roles. And though we love to let these things go, there's a part of you holding on. Why? Because we form attachments to activities, even activities we don't like. Before we can let go, we have to understand our attachment. We ultimately discovered Shirley's underlying attachment to her excessive family caretaker role by probing one peculiar task. She mopped the kitchen floor every night. When I asked why, Shirley looked at me dazed and said, "Well, that's what my mother always did." I then asked, "Did your mom work?" Answer, "No." The role of family caretaker represented Shirley's unconscious attachment to being the quote-unquote perfect 1950s mom, just like her mother had been, except her mother was a stay-at-home mom. Shirley had gotten caught up doing all the family chores because it was an unconscious way to say, "I love you." It just happened to be a very, very time-consuming approach and one that actually didn't have the impact she intended. Because she was always so busy and burdened by housework, she never had time to spend talking or relaxing with her family, something her husband and kids craved. Like Shirley, the key to discovering your attachment to the clutter in your schedule is to trace it back to its roots, remembering when you acquired the commitment and reconnecting to your original intentions. Asking yourself the following questions may help guide you through this process. When did I first acquire this commitment? How long has this task felt so burdensome? Why did I originally take it on? Have I already fulfilled that intention in other ways since? If I still have that need, is this the most efficient way to achieve that goal? Ultimately, burdensome commitments tend to make their way onto our calendars and to-do lists in one of three ways. Number one, obsolete need. We chose to take on a responsibility or assignment because it was the sensible thing to do at the time. The activity or commitment may have addressed a legitimate need at the time you acquired it, but it has since lost its relevance. If you can identify something as an obsolete need, it becomes a lot easier to simply let it go. Number two, right impulse, wrong activity. We may have felt pressured into taking on a responsibility by an employer, client, family member, or friend because we were unable to summon the word no. Yet the reality is we said yes because it filled some need of our own. Volunteering to chair the annual company retreat or plan the family reunion may have come from a very noble desire to make a contribution, but if the activity turned out to be more draining than enriching, it may be time to drop or delegate the task and look for a more productive way to fulfill that need. And number three, insecurity. Sometimes we take on obligations, commitments, and even roles because of our own insecurities. Being excessively busy or being the go-to person for everything can make us feel important and valued. This availability may have filled some other aspect of our identity we are now ready to leave behind. By figuring out what these things are doing on your calendar, in other words, how they got there and the purpose they once served, you are in a better position to ultimately get rid of them for good. We're all working with the same 24 hours in a day, but subtract time for sleep, personal and household maintenance, such as eating, showering, cooking, cleaning, etc., and work, and we're left with precious few hours remaining. The way we spend our time is the way we live our lives. Don't let time clutter define yours. You just listened to the post titled Understanding the Roots of Time Clutter by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
All right, it's Christmas, so I'll keep this nice and short. Plus, I don't want to clutter up your time, especially on a holiday. Have a wonderful Christmas if you're celebrating, and I'll be back tomorrow on Kwanzaa and Boxing Day, where your optimal life awaits.